Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
This is Michelle Morgan. You're in the studio, Living on a Prayer. Barbie, great song. Thanksgiving week. I hope everybody's having a great Monday. It's snowing here. It's snowing. So everybody's, you know, preparing. We saw snow plows dumping sand on bare streets and flying down the highway in a panic. So anyway, apparently we're getting prepared for the big winter storm. But we're going to talk about gratitude. So I'm grateful that I made it in here today. Thanks to my sweetheart, Mark, drove me in, flying in on the wings of an angel, driving in on a Jeep, driven by an angel. How's that sound? All right. I want you to call me today, y'all who are listening. If you've got something that you're grateful for, I want to know about that. I want to know about the process you went through to get to being grateful about it. And I want to know how you're expressing your gratitude. The number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, the number, 877-230-3062. Gratitude, it's more than an attitude. That is today's topic. One little shout out to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. I want you guys to call in, only pull over on the side of the road because you're probably in your car, and cell phone use on the road, in the snow, not a good idea. I want you to go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. On the right side, click on iTunes to subscribe to the show. You can rate the show, you can do a review, which is pretty cool because that lets everybody know what we got going here and hopefully entices others to listen. And the show archives are now available on my website, MichelleMorgan.org, Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. On the radio show page, you can go straight on there and click directly on the shows, and they'll pop up on your screen and play right there. Pretty cool. If there is a topic you'd like me to cover on this show, send me an email. Or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. Pretty much we are booked out to the end of the year. Pretty much have my schedule all in line here, but would love to get some ideas from my listeners for the new year. And how do you find me on Facebook? I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there just dying to know about that. I know Facebook has kind of the reputation for being a little bit of a pain, but it's not that big of a deal. You can go to MichelleMorgan.org, click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it'll take you straight in. And what I love about having my peeps on Facebook is that I can chat with you in between shows, get ideas from you, get discussions going. It's kind of fun. So get on there. All right. We're going to do the Cosmic Critter, and we're going to do a little special edition of the Cosmic Critter this week, being that it is a holiday. So, Barb, are you ready?
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Cue Dr. Doolittle. Animal Spirit Guides. Dr. Stephen Farmer has a show, 4 p.m. Thursdays, Earth Magic Radio on this very station. So here's why we're doing a special edition. Because when I was going to receive the message from the Cosmic Critter of the Week, of course, I had to beg the angels to let Turkey show up. But Turkey did not show up. And I figured none of you'd believe me anyway if I said the turkey magically showed up. So we're going to do the animal that slithered in today, and we're going to do turkey. So first critter is the python. That was kind of interesting. And here's what Python says. You'll soon embark on an educational process where you'll be required to assimilate a lot of knowledge very quickly. There's an area in your life where you're feeling suffocated, and it's up to you to break out of it. That was me last night. I had the most claustrophobic dream. It was just, I literally was so glad when I woke up out of it. Because I was wandering through this house with about a million hallways that were about, 6 inches wide. Really creepy. So that was my Python thing. Another message, you're going through a major transformative process, one that will result in the next evolution of who you are. You're about to shed something that has outgrown its usefulness and purpose. And with the opportunity that's presented itself to you, strike while the iron is hot is an appropriate aphorism. And that's Python, but here's turkey. And you know, then I got to thinking, that's kind of a weird combination, Python-turkey. Who's going to win in that? Probably Python is going to have a really good Thanksgiving supper. So here's what happens when turkey shows up. It's important to transcend the focus on your needs to consider the greater needs of the whole, such as your family, community, or the world. I love this one. You're about to receive a gift of some sort, material, spiritual, or intellectual, that could be anything from winning the lottery to a simple gift, such as witnessing a beautiful sunset. I wish you could have seen Barb, you guys. She literally threw her hands in the air in a rocky gesture when I mentioned winning the lottery, and the beautiful sunset got a precursory rolling of her beautiful eyes. All right, next message from Turkey. Perform some act that honors the earth, whether a sacred ceremony or simply picking up trash. And finally, volunteer your time in selfless service for some organization that you want to support. This is a great time of year to do that, of course, coming into the holidays. So let's dive into this, shall we? We're going to talk a little bit about it, and then we're going to take a break and come back in and hit it hard. So for the last three shows, we've been talking about prosperity and about wealth. Wealth being an abundant supply in all areas of your life, peace of mind, harmonious relationships, physical and mental health, and financial plenty. And that, of course, the prosperity thing has been the main focus. Gratitude is an essential piece of the prosperity puzzle. The attitude of gratitude. Oh, yeah. New age catchphrase. It can be really difficult to maintain that with any honesty, especially in the tough times we're currently faced with. All the negativity that's around can be kind of hard to grab onto the grateful thing. I believe in living very richly, living with passion and devotion, going deep with things. That requires real, honest, true experience. So how do you get to true gratitude? Well, I think we have to define gratitude, first of all. Webster says gratitude is being appreciative of benefits received. So it's interesting because part of that whole attitude of gratitude thing, there's a little bit of an idea out there that we should, quote unquote, just be grateful. As if gratitude is a state separate from reality that we should aspire to. A little bit like love, light, and bliss. But the truth is, as human beings, we're only ever having a selfish experience, meaning an experience of life that relates consistently to our sense of self. So trying to be grateful without recognizing why you're grateful can be a really difficult thing to achieve and almost impossible to maintain. And at best, it actually keeps you on the surface. To be truly grateful, you have to embrace the dark of something as well as the light, and you must be able to receive. What am I going to say about that, kids? What am I going to say about needing to be able to receive? Class? Bueller? That's belief system. Belief systems get in the way of the whole receiving piece. And so I have been very well acquainted with people who do the false gratitude thing where they, you know, say thank you and act all grateful, but it's really, really obvious that they're not truly receiving something. And that's a really weird mixed message. If you're ever on the receiving end of that kind of receiving, you go to give to somebody and they do the whole, gosh, you shouldn't have done that, or, you know, to me, that is just such an interesting symbol of our difficulty to believe we are worthy as human beings. My favorite book for words, I use the dictionary a lot. I admit I love the dictionary. But my favorite book is The Synonym Finder. It's by Rodel. And I love that book because I love words. And here's what The Synonym Finder says for gratitude. It also means appreciation, recognition, and acknowledgement. Those are synonyms for gratitude. We are hardwired as human beings to equate being loved and accepted by the pack as the ultimate guarantee of survival. You've heard me talk about that numerous times, the whole survival instinct that's inherent in the human psyche. There's a therapeutic philosophy, modern philosophy, that teaches you don't need other people's approval. You just don't. And no one can make you feel a certain way. Y'all have heard that one before, right? Nobody can make you feel bad or good or whatever. And you know what? You need to be strong enough and confident enough that you don't need relationship in your life. That's another therapeutic idea in the love and relationship realm, that you need to be in a place in your life where you're totally content with yourself and that you don't need relationship. I say hog swallop to all of it. If you only get your sense of self from what others think, then that's obviously a problem. But the bottom line is we all need to be seen and we need to be appreciated, flat out. And right now, the state of the world, I will guarantee you there's not enough appreciation and not enough being seen out there. So we're going to go take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about the ins and outs of gratitude. I want you to call me, 877-230-3062. Get in on the discussion. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
With your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Got a question for Michelle? Give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Morgan, you're listening to Living on a Prayer. We are talking about gratitude. How do you get to true gratitude? We're going to explore a little bit more of that, but first we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Pat from Connecticut on the line. Pat, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, babe?
Hi.
Hi.
I actually was calling in for a question, but I can definitely tell you about gratitude.
Please do.
And you just asked, how do you get to it? And I thought, I don't have an answer for that. I love the I Ching that says, things arrive one day too late.
Yes.
Because I thought of faith.
Right.
And the only thing that's kept me going was faith. And there was 10 years in my life where my heart broke and I truly gave up.
Mm.
And I was on medication and just waiting for the days, my end of days to come.
Right.
I've been in the dark for most of my life. I knew that right about now I had a second chance to become a whole new person, and I've been working on it for about 2 or 3 years.
Good
and
for you.
I started with a breakthrough when I lost my dog, and what had happened was I'm convinced he put something in my heart that I'd never had before.
You bet.
And that started me. And then, of all things, I've never been religious in the sense of Christianity. I've gone everywhere else. Buddhism, Shamanism, psychics, and that's a huge part of my life.
Right.
I started taking a class at a church that someone recommended, and it has just turned me around.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
What kind of a church?
It's a Christian church,
yeah.
And I hesitate to say that. Because,
why?
Because I've always been so not wanting to get narrowed down into that.
I know. But here's what's so interesting about that, Pat, and I love that you're even bringing up that subject, because we talk about this a lot on the show. You know, what I would love to see people start to do is just literally get rid of attitude about religion and just know that every single religion, it doesn't matter what it is all boils down to the same thing. It boils down to finding God.
Exactly.
And, you know, God created us all to be multilingual, and the only thing a religion is a language. And so it's amazing how you can find God in anything, and you have to be able to, you know, trust your own instincts and discern what's the man-made, you know, attitudes and philosophies versus, you know, the truth of God. But God can be found in absolutely everything. And so I think it's fantastic. And you've been drawn to that, you know, for a reason, and you'll get what you need to get out of that. And maybe for the rest of your life, that will work. And maybe it'll work for the next, you know, 2 years, and you'll move on to some other path. And so good for you for giving yourself permission to do that.
It's so wonderful to have something in my heart. So
yeah.
So it and being in the dark, I mean, really a wretched life for so long.
Right.
It's now so easy.
Yeah.
Because so much is just taken away. It's so easy to be grateful, whereas I know other people struggle to be, you know, connected to God or to live the life that they want to.
And, you bet.
And it's just that's the lucky thing for me is struggling for so long. Once it happens. It's been real easy, so I'm really enjoying that, too.
Good. And I want you to give yourself credit for the fact that a lot of people have a dark life, and they never find a way to either come out of it or to be grateful for it. And the truth is that God uses everything that happens to us for our highest and best good, but we have to be open to that highest and best, to that treasure in the darkness. That's my little call sign. So the fact that you have done that, I want you to give yourself credit for that, because that doesn't come easy.
I have to say, it was always hard to be grateful. I always understood the lessons, but I was like, well, what's the point? I need to be able to use this knowledge to serve.
You bet.
I literally, in the past year, I wanted to give up again.
Right.
So,
well, you know what? Jesus Christ himself wanted to give up a couple times. So, you know, you're entitled to those moments. You really are. The key is you pray yourself back, you know? That's
right.
How it works.
Exactly. Can I ask you a question?
Quick one.
I have rescued a dog, and this is the first dog that has been labeled as a problem dog, and I'm really worried.
Okay.
I think you helped me before when I was trying to rescue a dog, and I was just wondering, can you give me an idea of what you see for his temperament, and if I've got trouble ahead or if he's going to come around?
How old is he?
He's 2, and what I mean by trouble is seriously a liability.
Yeah. Big dog?
He's about 55 pounds. Okay. He's a coon hound.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit of a warning here. There's definitely a potential for some aggressive / I don't even know what the right word is. Does he have a food aggression?
No. It's fear, and he's not afraid of people.
Okay. All right. It does feel like you're going to go through some phases with him. The sense that I get is that this dog is going to try and find different ways of testing and seeing what the boundaries are. If he's a foundling, I guarantee you he'll test.
If he's what?
A foundling, meaning he's a stray or you got him from a shelter or something.
He will what?
He will try and find ways to test you, basically.
Oh, okay.
To see if you're going to, you know.
Yes.
Stick. So yeah. I would tell you, don't try to handle him by yourself. It feels really important to get some literal professional help with this dog.
I did that with a trainer today.
Good. Perfect. That's absolutely perfect. And make sure it's a trainer that specializes in dogs that have aggression issues, because
yep.
he's definitely, and he's going to, I'm getting loud and clear, food aggression. He's going to go through a period of time where he acts like that with food. So be very, very careful.
Okay.
When you're giving him treats or bones or anything like that, don't get in his way. But yeah, I my sense is you work with the trainer. I think he's going to be okay. And the bottom line, you're going to set it up spiritually. I want you to have angels all around this dog. Okay. And around you.
Dog walk and dog sit.
Cool.
Do you think that's going to be possible to have my dog involved in that?
Not for a while.
Eventually, possibly?
Yeah, I'm getting, it could be literally like 2 years out before you're going to feel safe enough in that. So, and my sense is over the next 2 years with this animal, you're going to have a really clear sense of whether he stays with you or whether you find him another home that's more appropriate.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, trust your instincts, but be careful, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. You take good care. Have a great holiday.
You too. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Critters. Cosmic critters. Every critter's cosmic, I'll tell ya. All right, so back to the gratitude thing. Loved what Pat was saying about, you know, she allowed herself to find the gratitude in her experience, and that's just absolutely crucial. And that's a choice, and we're going to talk more about kind of how you get to that choice. I want to talk a little bit about polarity here, polarity in relationship to gratitude and expressing gratitude. So here's a polarity standpoint. The feminine grows from praise. The gifts of the feminine lie in the emotional and spiritual realm, in her intuitive powers, and the nature of the feminine is love, and it's the heart. So love has to be seen and acknowledged in order for it to grow. That's how it works in the human. Feminine qualities of light, support, emotion, and nurturing must be acknowledged, must be recognized, must be appreciated for a woman to feel loved and powerful and for her to feel safe enough to continue to shine that energy into the world. So interesting. You've all heard me talk about this repeatedly. You know, the advent of feminism made things like support, emotion, and nurturing this weakness in our culture. So women are really afraid to be that. They're really, it's interesting to hear women even now talk about, you know, being a housewife or being a mother or being, you know, in some job where they're in a nurturing position, and they talk about it almost apologetically, almost embarrassed. And bottom line, that's our power, ladies. And you can be a CEO and do it from that feminine place. And the acknowledgement of that feminine gift is what allows it to grow on this planet. It's just huge. And the masculine nature is even more interesting around gratitude. Masculine nature is hardwired with a need to prove themselves, to protect and provide, no matter who they are, that's in them, whether they've learned to express it or not, or they've learned to even acknowledge it or not. So the masculine nature seeks recognition and respect. So expressing gratitude for even small things a man does and how he does them is going to inspire the hero in him. That seems like such an easy thing. It seems like such a basic thing, and it's a really lacking thing. Again, culturally, I can't tell you how many times I listen to women badmouth their men, and they'll do it in a joking way. You know, they'll joke about how he can't take the garbage out right or whatever, and yikes. I mean, that's the extreme opposite of gratitude, obviously, but I think it really bears paying attention to that all it takes is to recognize the good in someone and speak it for them to start to live up to it. And that goes without exception. Here's a great quote from Anonymous. Whoever Anonymous is, they're amazingly wise. And here's the quote. Thankfulness sets in motion a chain reaction that transforms all around us, including ourselves. For no one ever misunderstands the melody of a grateful heart. Its message is universal. Its lyrics transcend all earthly barriers. Its music touches the heavens. Guess what? That same three-step formula necessary for success that we first talked about in the show on forgiveness on August 16th, and then we talked again about last show because it fit the whole prosperity thing, it also applies to experiencing a state of true gratitude. Isn't that coinkadinkly? No such thing. Everything is tied together. So this makes it really simple, kids. Been through this before. We're going through it again. Purification, illumination, and union with God, the three-step formula. Why is purification necessary for true gratitude? Well, purification is forgiveness and release. True forgiveness is an experience of release. Remember that. True forgiveness is not holier than thou. Oh, I forgive you for what you did, even though I still judge you for it. True forgiveness is to literally be able to say and feel what happened happened, and I'm choosing to no longer carry the weight of that experience. If you release that, if you can truly work on forgiveness and release the energy of those past experiences, not only are you going to be grateful for just having dropped the weight, but you're going to be able to be open to receiving more and thusly find gratitude. True forgiveness requires full acknowledgement of the pain that you experience, permission to feel it, and then a willingness to heal and release it. If you heal it and you release it, that's something to be grateful for. Forgiveness equates to true compassion. Talked about this also. Recognizing that someone acted out of their own patterns and fears and then not expecting them to do something different than that. The only time we ever get hurt by other people is when we have an expectation of them being different than they're capable of being. And that's really easy to do. And then it's hard to break that pattern, but that's worth striving for, to really be able to forgive people, to see them for who they are, hold a higher vision of them, but recognize where they're at, then you release your expectations. And that is something to be grateful for. When you release worn-out relationships, worn-out things, and worn-out conditions, that's a Catherine Ponderism, then you can appreciate what you have even more because you keep the things that still matter to you. And so that's a truer form of gratitude. Hard to be grateful for clutter, isn't it? Especially when you don't know half of what's in it. So the act of release frees you from tightness, it frees you from tension, from grasping, from control. Those are just out there in spades right now in the world. So many people are in such a state of tension. And when you release things, you eliminate negativity from your life, which guarantees your good by connecting you to the universal principle of expansion. Remember, loss or elimination of something from your life is always an indication that something better is on its way. That is definitely worth being grateful for. And that also goes to, you have to be able to receive. You have to be in line with God. God's hands are tied if we're not open and receptive to his blessings, period. And you also have to take responsibility. To be truly grateful, you have to take responsibility for how you're creating your experiences. There's absolutely no room in victim for gratitude. People who are in victim, they're not grateful for anything. If you take responsibility for your role in things, you can then accept and release those things that no longer serve you, which makes way for something better. So the purification principle is really, really crucial to get to true gratitude. And I'm not suggesting that it isn't powerful to decide you're going to be grateful, to walk through your day and just decide you're going to be grateful for things. That's absolutely awesome because sometimes that's the first step. Sometimes we're not even aware that we're ungrateful until we start practicing being grateful. But that's the surface. And you know me, flaming soapbox, I gotta push you to go deeper. to go to something truer, to go to something more intimate. Illumination is the next stage. That's the willingness to recognize the good in every situation. That's that treasure in the darkness thing. So how do you do that? Well, you praise and bless everything, literally. Praising and blessing is a divine way of appreciating, recognizing, and acknowledging. So you have to be willing to see the good in something. And if you can't, you have to be willing to trust and believe that the good is there, just waiting for you to acknowledge and be open to it. Catherine Ponder, my girl, says, make a practice of praising your problems, troubles, and difficult experiences. Any experience that leads you to a deeper degree of good should be praised. Every sorrow, disappointment, and hard experience is trying to lead you to greater understanding, which in turn leads to a better way of life. Therefore, your hard experiences should be praised. They are a blessing in disguise. A 15th century mystic once said, there is a radiance and a glory shining forth in our dark experiences. Could we but see it? Amen. Here's a really great little trick. I know y'all love these little tricks, don't you? Y'all love these little magic bullets. Well, here's a magic bullet for you that's actually freakishly powerful. We've talked about it a little bit, but it really ties in with everything we're dealing with today. Giving thanks in advance. Giving thanks is something you do in response, right? Response to benefits received. Remember, Webster said that. So if you give thanks in advance, it pretty much moves the universe to fill in the blank. It's a very powerful proclamation of completion. And in the process of manifestation, you have to reach that completion phase oftentimes before, you've actually manifested what you're going for. You have to be in a mindset of completion. And giving thanks in advance is one of the best ways to do that. And in the act of, you know, the act as if department, giving thanks in advance really does have a tendency to speed things up. And when we talked last week about the universe being this big sort of pool of impersonal energy, and God's the one that directs that energy, that giving thanks, I'm going to encourage you to remember who you're thanking. And that's why that intimate relationship with God is so crucial. It can be really hard to be grateful to someone who's a stranger. A lot easier when you love somebody to find the good in them. It's a lot easier when you love God to believe that he's going to do things in your highest and best good. So here's a great little Catherine Ponder affirmation that's a giving thanks in advance. There is good in this experience, and I claim it now. I give thanks that all the good God has for me now comes forth in a miraculous way. I'll repeat that. There is good in this experience, and I claim it now. I give thanks that all the good God has for me now comes forth in a miraculous way. Saying there's good in every experience takes practice. It really does. But it's absolutely amazing how that will change your mindset. And when your mindset's changed, then you're open to other possibilities, and then you can be open to receiving. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about this. If you've got a Thanksgiving story, a gratitude story that you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you. Number's 877-230-3062. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. We'll be right back.
You were right there, and I thank you.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
We're back. All right. So Barb Lou has a little story to tell about that song.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Can you hear me? Well, I was wondering whether or not I should play that song because, it says, now leave me alone.
Right.
But then I thought, well, that's perfect because after you thank somebody, you should just allow it and let it be.
Absolutely.
So it worked out. I had another song signed up, but she was
No, let's do that one. I prefer this one because it makes a very good point.
Yes.
Especially what we were talking about just prior to the break, which was being in that place of completion. When you give thanks in advance for something, then you do leave it be. You let it go and you let God handle it and you just trust that it's handled. So, yeah, give thanks to God and then leave him alone. Let him do his job. All right. So that brings us to the next point. And I'm telling you something. I can't believe that nobody's calling in with a gratitude story. Okay. So come on. 877-230-3062. I know somebody out there listening's glad about something today. Anyway, next step, union with God. So here's how that works in gratitude. That's about being grateful for God in everything. Being grateful that God is present in everything, especially the darkness. Grateful for what has been, right? The stuff you've been through. We talked about being grateful for the hard times. And that's not a new age, you know, namby-pamby, bliss ninny on the surface thing. That is literally being able to recognize that you wouldn't be the person you are. You wouldn't be compassionate. You wouldn't be empowered to change. You wouldn't be moved to change. You wouldn't be moved to justice and right things if you hadn't gone through the bad stuff. So being grateful for what has been, for the lessons and the growth. Being grateful for what is, and that sometimes is just the little things, you know, sometimes that's just being grateful that you are breathing. And then being grateful for what's to come because you have a history with God's miracles. So that whole idea of acknowledging and recognizing, you have to acknowledge God's work. You have to acknowledge his hand in things. And what I said earlier, God is able to use everything that happens to us for our highest good, but we have to be open to it. And that means you have to have a relationship with God. You can't just, pretend to know God. It's impossible to be grateful if you don't really know who God is and you don't trust what he's capable of. So here's another amazing little affirmative statement that I use a lot, actually. I have to use this statement a lot because as much as I know, as much as I preach, as much as I teach, as much as I've studied this stuff, as much as I walk my talk, which I'm very grateful for, I can still, boy, can I ever get wrapped around the axle of that things. Oh, man, I can climb in the driver's seat and wrestle the keys right out of God's hand before I even realize I've done that. So this is a great statement. I give thanks for the perfect result now, not my will, but thine be done. And I always like to add the word Lord or God in there just because it reminds me who I'm talking to. I give thanks for the perfect results now. Not my will, God, but thine be done. Your will, Lord, not mine. Boy, that's a tough one. that is a really tough one. But I'll tell you something, and I can guarantee you every single person that's listening to this show or who's going to listen to this show when they podcast it has had at least one experience in their life that they can recall where things looked like they were going to hell in a handbasket and something absolutely miraculous came out of it. And you got to know that that's God and that that was God's will for you, even if you thought you knew better. So I definitely find it absolutely necessary to remind myself of what God has done for me in the past and what I've seen him do for others in order for me to stay grateful in the face of challenges. When I remember those past miracles, it automatically makes me grateful. It makes me amazed. And then I can be in a state of grateful anticipation of the miracles that will come in the current situation, as long as I'm open and receptive to them. I cannot emphasize that more. You have to be open and receptive to the miracles. You can't just say thank you for them and then just be all bound up and not willing to receive. And as I've said a billion times, here goes a billion and one, that's belief system stuff. So it's a good place to check out your belief systems. If you're not feeling worthy, it's going to be hard to be receptive. Another way that I acknowledge God, and this is interesting, this really came to me actually kind of recently. I realized the power of this. I not only do I jump in the driver's seat and wrestle the keys away from God, but I get super jazzed about stuff. Like, can you imagine that? And that's hard to imagine, isn't it? Because I'm so calm, you know? double Sagittarius! Yeehaw! Yep. I do. I get way too excited. I feel way too good about stuff. And I get way too far ahead of myself. I get manic, literally. But here's what happens. I go into this weird little tailspin where I get really psyched, really jazzed, really manic, start future pacing. And then when I future pace, it's literally this weird feeling of being on a high dive. It is. It's almost vertigo. I get on this high dive and I start to stretch out over the water. And then I start to anticipate the fall, right? And that's when the fears that something's going to go wrong, something's going to take away the good. I've actually got karma around that. So I've had to do a lot of work around belief systems there. I've got some legacies and some karmic stuff that's very attached to when it gets really good, then the you-know-what's going to hit the fan and the loss is going to be un-freaking bearable. So, and I'm still doing work around that because that's a big one for me. So here's what I do. When I get excited and I start to get manic, and I start to stretch out over that pool from the high dive, I immediately thank God. I immediately turn my attention to thanking God for whatever I'm super jazzed about. It instantly calms me, instantly pulls me off the ledge, and it grounds me in the gratitude. And then it just feels more real. I can take a step back and I can chunk things down and things become more manageable. And that's just been an extraordinary tool for me. And I need it because I got a lot of really amazing things in my life, really amazing things. And I can just get spun out like nobody's business. So we have a special caller that just popped on and I'm dying to talk to this girl. I was hoping she'd... Amla, honey. Are you there?
Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hi, baby. I was actually gonna send you a little text on Facebook and tell you to call me today. What's going on?
Oh, there's nothing going. I'm just grateful for you being a part of my journey.
Thank you, baby. Year. Well, I'm equally grateful to you, and like I told you on Facebook, I'm really excited. I'm in your dreams.
It's crazy.
Except I'm not tall.
You're not tall.
No.
Oh my God. It was so, you know. It was just so right there. I connected
amazing.
You, and it was just.
I was probably standing on a chair. So I do want to ask you a question, though. Want to ask you a question. So, when you're in that state of gratitude, because you and I've talked a number of times on the show, and you've gone through some stuff. You've had to really work your tail off to create some things. So, when you're in that state of gratitude, how do you express it? How do you walk in the world with that?
How do I get through the darkness? Is that what you're asking
me? No, once you're in the gratitude spot, then what do you do with it? How do you express it?
how do I express it?
Yeah.
I just keep on, keep the faith going. Yeah. That's, I mean, it's just a part of me just like brushing my teeth.
Right.
I'm constantly, and it's not even an effort anymore.
Isn't that powerful?
Like, so much has happened, even in the last month. It's like, again, we talked about this before. A lot of shadow stuff is coming up, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what else can you do with it? Like, I'm like to the point of surrender.
Yeah.
Just surrender.
Amen, baby girl. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to invite you to take that just a step further. I'm going to invite you to actually be grateful for the shadow stuff, because God is basically saying, okay, kiddo, here's the deal. We got huge things ahead for you, and we don't want you taking the baggage on the bus with you. So let's clean it up now. So we're going to surface it so you can't mistake it. And get in there, clean it up, because he knows you're going to. And then you can dive forward in this massively cool, clean way. So
it's amazing. And one just last comment is that I feel like, I'm honest to God, I'm not kidding you, your words, but in the last 3 months, I exercise every day, but emotionally, I can't even tell you how much weight I feel that has been lifted off of me when I wake up every day.
I'm so happy.
Amazing.
For you. You rock.
I couldn't believe how much weight I was carrying.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, it's one of those things of, it's like being in a loud room for a long time. You get used to it and you don't realize how loud it was till you get out of the room and go, oh my God, that was so loud.
Yeah.
You know, you're carrying all that for so long. Most of us are carrying that stuff for lifetimes, literally.
Absolutely. And that's what's going on. I'm like getting bitten by tigers and... Like, this was yesterday night. I'm like, what's going on? And it was like they were taking off my legs.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is my roots.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, you better look up tiger and animal spirit guides, kid, and find out what that's all about.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so glad you called, sweetheart. I really wanted to hear your voice. So
you have an amazing holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Blessings.
Right back at you.
To you and Barbara.
And I'll tell you what, Barb loves you too. She's over here just going, oh. I just love her. So we're your total fan club, girl.
I am too. Okay. I am too.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Love and light.
Same back at you.
Okay. Yep. Bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, that girl. Wings and halo. And fairy wings and antenna, too. She's the best of the best. So that is the perfect segue. Amma, you were the perfect segue to my next point, which is to express God. What do you do with gratitude? Once you're in that state of gratitude, what the heck do you do with it? Well, you say thank you, literally out loud. You say thank you to everyone. Let the people you love know that you love them, and let them know why you love them. Find things that you appreciate about them. That's the one thing that I really do like about texting. You know, I got to say, I was, oh man, did I have some... attitude about texting, major attitude about texting. And then Mark turned me on to texting, because that's how he and I stay connected during the day. And I am so grateful for texting. I can't even tell you. It's amazing. That's how I keep tabs on my people and let them know how I feel about them. Because you know what? It's instant ability to acknowledge the people that I love. I always call it having a moment. When I'm having a moment and I'm head over heels in love, I want to let that person know that. So it's divinely feminine. So thank you, God, for texting. There was a poem. Mom, I know you're listening. I hope you're listening. And I think you'll probably remember this, and I may be telling this slightly wrong. But anyway, there was this, my mom got this box of candy this one holiday, this long, skinny box of candy, and it had in it this cloth scroll that opened up, and it had this beautiful poem on it. And I was thinking it was the Desiderata, but it wasn't. It was this other poem. And I just remember she hung it on the wall in the dining room, and I read it constantly because I loved that poem. But here's what I loved the most. And this, the last phrase of it has stuck with me since I was little kid. We're talking little kid. And the last phrase was, speak your love, speak it again, speak it still again, speak it still once again. And that has always... stuck with me so strongly. I do not think that people can ever be told an honest I love you enough. I just don't. And to me, that's the ultimate expression of gratitude, is being able to tell people that you love them. My friends, I never get off the phone, never hang up a phone without saying I love you. Never end a text without I love you or XOXO or emails. Same thing. I never, ever go without saying that word. And divine love, we're going to be doing an entire show on that topic in the new year. Love is the ultimate expression of gratitude, but working with the concept of divine love allows you to truly see beyond human nature and connect to the higher self in other people, as we were talking about earlier. For now, I just want you to think in terms of loving and being grateful for the fact that everyone is a child of God, whether they choose to even know it. Okay? Everybody's a child of God. Even people who, you know, are horrible and have rotten behaviors, they're still in there is a child of God. And if you can rise above the behaviors and recognize that divine nature, and when you acknowledge it, that's a conscious expression of God. And then you can do that rather than seeking love from those people. You can just love for the sake of loving. And that's pretty powerful. And again, we're going to do an entire show on that, because that is a complete new age thing that can be so surface and so fake, or it can be probably one of the most powerful things you'll ever do. And it doesn't mean that you condone others' behavior or that you're doing the bliss in anything. It means that you're truly able to see what others are all about, draw appropriate boundaries, release expectation, and shine the light of God into the world. It's not easy, but it's really powerful. And the cool thing is, it does get more consistent the more you work with that philosophy. And that is definitely something to be grateful for. So Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice. And I think that same statement would apply to the words I love you as well. So here's a really cool Mayan blessing that I found in one of my favorite books. Truly now, double thanks, triple thanks, that we've been formed. We've been given our mouths, our faces, we speak, we listen, we wonder, we move. Our knowledge is good. We've understood what it is for. We hear and we've seen what is great and small under the sky and on the earth. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to make your gratitude list. Winter solstice is coming up. Great time to make a manifestation list, and that should be a three-part list. Things you want to release for the coming year, things that you are grateful for, and what you want to create. Gratitude lists are phenomenal. They're really great resources, you know, in the middle of those dark times when you're thinking God has left the building and nothing good can possibly come of this. Get your gratitude list out and read it. Find things to be grateful for, even if it's only that you survived another day. And I'm not even really being facetious about that. Sometimes that's the only thing we can be grateful for. But if you cultivate that intimate relationship with God that I'm always talking about, you will always feel truly grateful, even during the worst times, because you got the best friend on the planet right there. And express your gratitude. I really think that it's hugely crucial that we stop worrying about offending people, about being politically correct, you know, that whole feminism thing. Whatever you do, don't show your softness, you know, whatever. Just thinking others don't care, so you don't, you know, you just don't say anything because you figure they don't care anyway. Forget it. Everybody needs to be acknowledged. Everyone. It's the survival instinct pack mentality thing. Just trust that everybody needs to be seen. Okay? It's the single most important factor for the humans with other humans, is to be seen. So get out there and see people, acknowledge them, and be grateful. Tithing, the ultimate act of Thanksgiving, at least the ultimate material act of Thanksgiving. Next week, we're going to do an entire show on tithing, a very, very loaded topic, one of my favorites to talk about. We're still in that whole thing of the money stuff, so we're going to keep on going with that. Tithing is the next show. If you liked today's show, I want you to email it to people you know who might like it too. And this show will be up in the archives probably tomorrow on my radio show page at michellemorgan.org. You can click the email button to send this. You can Twitter it. I don't understand how that works, but anyway, apparently you can Twitter it. You can share it on your Facebook page. Lots of cool ways to share this thing. So spread the love, baby. Speaking of love, if you love the music, oh yeah, then you can go to iTunes and download the songs. I always list them on my Facebook fan page. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to my radio show page and we have a donate button, and you can help keep Living on a Prayer listener powered. I would really be grateful for that. and am grateful for the people that have been helping me out. So be sure to tune in next week, 12 noon Pacific, on contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Have a absolutely blessed, gratitude-filled Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you eat until you pop. And have a great time watching football and all that good, cool stuff. We'll be back next week. Take good care. Barb, thanks so much, sweetheart. It's awesome. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.